Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewajong. Our text for reflection is Acts 4, 21 to 31, Acts chapter 4, verse 23 to 31, Acts 4, 23 to 31. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hands to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke, and spoke the word of God boldly. My theme for reflection is praying for courage in an anxious world. Praying for courage in an anxious world. There is something wonderfully human about the way we pray under pressure. Most of us, if we are honest, tend to pray emergency prayers. Lord, get me out of this situation and I promise I will become a better person immediately. Even Peter probably prayed something similar when walking on water. Yet in Acts 4, 23 to 31, the early Christians offer a startling different kind of prayer. After facing threats, intimidation, and hostility from powerful authorities, they do not pray first for safety, comfort, or escape. They pray for courage. The historical setting of the text is deeply important. Peter and John have just been questioned and threatened by the religious leaders for healing a crippled man and preaching about the resurrection of Jesus. The early church is still fragile, vulnerable, and politically powerless. They stand under the shadow of both Roman imperial authority and religious opposition. Yet when the believers gather together, their first instinct is not panic but worship. They begin by addressing God as the sovereign creator, the one who made heaven, earth, and sea. In other words, before speaking about their fears, they remind themselves who God really is. That remains a vital lesson for Christians in the 21st century. We live in anxious times. Wars dominate headlines. Economic pressures exhaust families. Political tensions divide communities. And many people quietly battle loneliness, burnout, or fear about the future. Even churches can become consumed by survival anxiety. Yet Acts reminds us that courage begins not with confidence in ourselves, but with confidence in God's sovereignty. The connection with the book of Ezekiel chapter 3 strengthens this text beautifully. Ezekiel is commanded to eat the scroll of God's word before speaking it to others. The prophet cannot proclaim truth externally until he has first internalized it deeply within himself. Similarly, the believers in Acts praise scripture, remember God's promises, and allow God's truth to shape their hearts before they step back into a hostile world. Their boldness is not performance. It flows from being filled inwardly by the Spirit of God. Howard Thurman once wrote, "Do not ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it." Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. That insight resonates deeply with Acts 4. The early Christians were not fearless because circumstances were easy. They were alive with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit filled them, fear no longer had the final word. Perhaps one of the most striking details in this passage is that the building itself shakes after they pray. It is almost as though heaven is reminding them that prayer is not a passive religious exercise, but a living encounter with the power of God. The Spirit transforms frightened believers into courageous witnesses. And maybe that is precisely what many Christians need today. Not louder opinions, but deeper courage. Not constant outrage, but Spirit-filled faithfulness. The gospel does not promise a life free from difficulty, but it does promise that God's presence is greater than our fear. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what fears or pressures are currently silencing my faith? Number two, what might change if I prayed more for courage than for comfort? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend a few intentional minutes praying, not simply for your own needs, but for someone else who may be struggling, discouraged, or afraid. Courage often grows when we learn to carry one another before God. Sovereign Lord, you who created heaven and earth and who still rule over history with wisdom and mercy, fill us again with your Holy Spirit. When fear weakens us, strengthen us. When anxiety overwhelms us, steady our hearts. Give us the courage to speak truth with love, to live faithfully in difficult times, and to trust that your presence is always greater than the powers that oppose us. Make us bold not for our own glory, but so that Christ may be seen through our lives. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.